Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
13 minutes it is, past 5 o'clock. Let's say hello to a senior researcher and head of Personal Finance Research Unit at the Bureau of Market Research, Yakolize Mehring. Yakolize, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
The Bureau of Market Research issuing a press statement yesterday saying that personal income estimates for South Africa have largely remained skewed over, what is it, an 11-year period of 2011-2022. I suppose let's start by understanding why this study is important.
Well, Africa, I think it's always important, given that to understand consumer finances in South Africa, because we are in an economy that is definitely consumption expenditure driven. Our economic growth is made up approximately more than 60% of household consumption expenditure. So therefore, it is very important when we get a better understanding of what's happening with consumer finances to understand why we are seeing some struggles in the economy and why the economy might not be performing as optimal as would be the ideal. So we at the Bureau of Market Research, we've got the income and expenditure model, and we have the data now for the past 11 years, doing a bit of a forecast as well then for 2022.
And what would you attribute some of the struggles, I suppose, that South Africa has experienced over the last 11 years, but particularly over the last 2 years with the pandemic and all the challenges that come with it, that have left us not performing as well as we should as far as the economy is concerned, and more importantly, shifting the levels of income in society?
I think in South Africa, we are in a unique situation compared to various other developing countries where a lot of our constraints are structural in nature. We are faced with electricity supply constraints. We are faced with industrial action, political instability. And then apart from that, because we are an open economy, we are also faced with what's happening globally. Like we've seen in the past few months, the war in Ukraine and Russia impacting inflation, impacting in essence our public transport costs. And that then just comes down to the consumer that needs to absorb all these or negative factors and need to still survive in this very difficult situation.
We're finding ourselves in a situation where, 75%, just over, of the adult population that is earning money is earning an annual income of 69,974. That translates to 5,800 a month. And yet they're only receiving 11% of total income.
That is correct. That is from our what we call our cash flow income definition. So that is from our model. We've got two income definitions, but let's focus on the cash flow because that is what we get a better idea of what's happening in consumers' pockets. So because we do transactions on a cash basis, obviously. And in South Africa, as you just mentioned, we see this stark contrast with 75% earning only 8.2% of cash flow income. So those individuals, you can just imagine, they need to live hand to mouth, barely having room to make contributions to savings, actually needing to go into debt most likely, but in many cases not being able to access debt. So for those individuals, which is by far the majority, as we just mentioned, It is very, very difficult to actually, how can they survive? That's where we need to think of support from communities, etc. But on the other side of the coin, we have 3.8% of our adult population that's earning above 48,000 rand per month. And they are responsible for earning just below 50%, so 47% of income. So we're sitting with this stark contrast, and I think we all, when we just drive down or land by Cape Town International Airport, for example, you can just see the vast disparities that there are in the living conditions of South Africans.
And in the outlook for personal incomes in 2022, the picture is not really going to change that much, is it?
Unfortunately, we do not expect that the economic situations will change. We expect that it actually will remain quite volatile still for the foreseeable future. Some of the other research that we are involved in with the, for example, the Consumer Financial Vulnerability Index showed that our key informants on that study expect that consumers will take at least an additional 18 months to recover from just the impacts of COVID-19 and lockdowns. And that's just the shocks of the past 2 years. So this is just unfortunately expected to continue for 2020. We do expect an increase in the level of incomes of about 7%, mainly driven by the support that we receive from grants, because there's a lot of grant recipients. And as mentioned, there's about 13.3% of our adult population that depend on grants as their main source of income. So, but we also expect our financial assets to continue to grow. We've seen some volatile times in the past few weeks, but we try to be optimistic to say our recovery process will most likely, we will continue to have a slow recovery, but the recovery will continue. It is all about what is done on the micro level, so at the bottom, to actually say how are consumers handling their finances, how is the support provided, the environment support provided for consumers in to be able to recover from the hit of COVID-19.
Yakulis, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning and for your research. Yakulis Mehring is a senior researcher and head of Personal Finance Research Unit at the Bureau of Market Research. You can go to bmr.co.za, that's bmr.co.za, for more on this research and other research that is truly shaping the future.